when I got my FTM 200, I bought the RT Systems, and I went through Repeater Book and several other references and just put in anything, you know, within 100 miles that I thought I would ever key up. And then I haven't touched it since besides manual entry. I know I manually entered the GMRS stuff when it came up, and then the Richmond repeater when it came up, and then that actually changed frequencies shortly after that, so that got updated. And I don't think there's been much else, but I will pull the SD card out of there one day and clean it up a little bit because things are out of order and stuff like that. But yeah, the mobile one kind of just been sitting there with very few changes. It's been almost one month over 3 years that I've been a ham. So I've had that radio probably just under 3 years.